This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. One person is dead and two others wounded after a Russian missile hit non-residential buildings in the capital Kyiv Thursday. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko broke the news of the casualties in a post on the Telegram messaging app. Air raid sirens railed across Ukraine after Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks. Officials in Ukraine's Odessa region say two critical infrastructure facilities were damaged in the attacks. Russia has targeted Ukraine's power grid with missile and drone strikes since October, causing sweeping blackouts and other outages during winter. The attacks come a day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief and national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kyiv will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended-range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Witnesses say Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians, including an elderly woman, and wounded 12 others during clashes with gunmen Thursday in the occupied West Bank. This is VOA News. The Israeli military confirmed that an operation was underway in Jenin, but did not immediately provide further details. The Palestinian armed groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad said their gunmen were battling troops who had swept into the Jenin refugee camp, a militant bastion where such deep raids are rare. Jenin is an area of the northern West Bank where Israel has intensified raids over the past year after local men carried out street attacks in its cities. The violence has further clouded stalled U.S.-sponsored talks on Palestinian statehood. An immigrant farm worker in the U.S. was formally charged with premeditated murder on Wednesday in the fatal shooting of 7 co-workers near San Francisco. Chun Li Zhou, a 66-year-old Chinese national and the lone suspect in Monday's massacre in the seaside town of Half Moon Bay, was charged with 7 counts of murder and a single count of attempted murder. Authorities believe Cho acted alone Monday when he entered a mushroom farm where he worked in Half Moon Bay, shot and killed 4 people, and seriously wounded a 5th person. He then drove to a nearby farm where he worked previously and killed 3 more people. Meanwhile, the police chief in Monterey Bay, California, where 11 people were shot and killed and 9 others wounded at a ballroom dance hall 2 days earlier, is defending his decision not to warn the public for hours that a killer was on the loose. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Monterey Park Police Chief Scott Weiss tells the AP other law enforcement in the region were alerted, but it didn't make sense to warn the public late at night, even after receiving a report that the suspect may have targeted another club nearby.
I'm not going to send my officers door to door waking people up and telling them that we're looking for a male Asian in Monterey Park. It's not going to do us any good.
They brought in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, which confirmed the fatalities to the AP about 4 hours after the shooting. But it was roughly an hour later that first word came a suspect was at large. Several hours after that, he was found dead in his van. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United Nations says the production of opium in Myanmar has flourished since the military seizure of power. A report released Thursday by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime says the country saw a 33% increase in the cultivation of poppies in 2022, the first full growing season since the military overthrew the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The report says the military's fight against armed civilian forces since the takeover has diverted its attention from eradicating poppy crops. The UN estimates the overall value of Myanmar's opiate economy between $660 million and $2 billion. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.